There's been a call to arms at this year's Garma Festival in the Northern Territory over concerns that bilingual education programs are suffering a death by neglect. In East Arnhem Land, government funding for programs like RATE, the Remote Area Teaching Pathways, is leading to a steady decline in Yolngu teachers. Just a single teacher remains at one NT school, which was previously staffed exclusively by Yolngu educators. Stephanie Zillman reports.
This year's Garma Festival in northeast Arnhem Land is all about education and how to forge pathways for the emerging Yolngu leaders of the region. One problem is that the generation of existing bilingual teachers isn't being replaced, partly because a program that once guaranteed a steady stream of new teachers no longer exists. Bulkana Bulkana teaches at Shepparton College on Elko Island, northeast of Darwin, and says when she retires, she'll be the last Yolngu teacher there.
Because there's no teacher training. Nobody Yolngu teacher will be teaching in the classroom. All the Western society will invade everything. And for this, we can't lose our culture, language and culture. Our language is so strong and so unique.
Bulkana says cross-cultural schooling is barely hanging on.
The schools are suffering and the students are suffering as well.
Ginia Goyila is the independent member for Nhulunbuy. Since being elected to the Northern Territory's Legislative Assembly 3 years ago, he's been outspoken in his view that the current so-called mainstream curriculum is failing Indigenous children.
Mainstream is where we want to get both Palanda and Yolngu walking together. We would like to see the mainstream being in the middle.
Phased out in the 1990s, the Northern Territory Minister for Education acknowledges that RATE, which stands for the Remote Area Teaching Pathways Program, had been a highly successful way to ensure a steady stream of Aboriginal people entering teaching. As an Aboriginal woman from a remote community, as well as a former teacher before entering politics, Selena Yubo says she has a unique understanding of the issues.
There's a big concern that there is a gap between the current educators that we have in our communities, who are Aboriginal community educators, to the next generation of educators. So I'm in the unique position now to be able to work closely with the Department of Education and look at how we can better support the next generation of Aboriginal Territory teachers.
Ms. Yubo says the Education Department is currently identifying gaps in workforce training to ensure more local people become remote educators. She says her department wants to tap into the experiences of those teachers who did go through the old vocational system to better understand how to inspire the next generation to do the same.
How can we use that knowledge and experience and that talent to make sure that we have a longer term pipeline of educators from our communities in the Territory?
Stephanie Zillman.